Up next on Downtown, we welcome to the program a lead singer and founding member of the band Simple Minds. They burst on the scene here in America in 1985 with their song, Don't You Forget About Me. They have continued to record well-received and best-selling albums for many, many years. They've received the Ivor Novello Award for songwriting in 2016. Their most recent album in 2018 drew rave reviews, and they've got a brand new one coming out soon called Direction of the Heart, including a new single just released entitled First You Jump. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by Simple Minds' Jim Kerr. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Rich. Lovely to talk to you.
The new music is so good. The great new song, First You Jump, it certainly feels like it was inspired by what we've all been going through over the last few years.
Yeah, you could say that. That was definitely the backdrop. I mean, my generation, I suspect your generation, we've been lucky. We haven't had, you know, too many profound events, but that COVID malarkey, certainly looking back on it now. But we at least had, we had the art, we had the music to disappear into, and the challenge we set for ourselves was, I mean, the kind of strap line I've used, that I recently thought that sounds like something Mel Brooks would say, where we said we tried to make a feel-good record in the worst of times. And what we meant was something uplifting, something energetic, something positive. And, that's the kind of target we set for ourselves.
Well, yeah, you certainly achieved that, absolutely. And the video is great, too. Video was shot in Sicily, which is home to you and home to Charlie. What drew you there?
We first came in 1982 to play, and back then, this was the Badlands. People were going, Sicily, the mafia will get you, and you don't want to be gone there. They'll have guns, and there'll be a horse's head in your bed. I thought, oh, sounds very glamorous. We came, and we had a ball, and we've been coming ever since. And bit by bit, for me anyway, it became a home from home. And then finally, a few years ago, I thought, yeah, I'm going to make that my main place. Charlie followed suit. He lived in Rome for a long time. He speaks Italian. And I don't know, it's mysterious how things work out. But there's nothing wrong with Scotland. But I'm just looking out at the weather here and the sea. And I might have a spaghetti later. I don't know.
And you and Charlie, what's been the secret to that long collaboration?
Well, I tell you what, we're very fortunate. I certainly feel very fortunate. I suspect Charlie does also. We met when we were 8 years old, playing in the streets in Glasgow. We lived in the same street. I remember Charlie getting his first guitar. I remember it because he was the only guy we knew that had a guitar. I also remember that after a few months, he seemed to be able to play any tune. Going into the teenage years, like everyone else at school, we got into music, going to see bands and buying albums. And then it was only a matter of time. Let's see if we can start our own band. And lo and behold, here we are still still trying to work on that.
We're talking with Jim Kerr of Simple Minds here on Downtown. The album coming soon called Direction of the Heart. And the first single you released was so good, Vision Thing, which I understand was inspired a lot by spending some time with your dad at the end of his life.
Yeah, that's right. When Dad passed away during the record. I'm laughing because when I tell people I've written a song, they're expecting some wistful ballad or but instead we've come up with this punchy, we just played it live, we'll jump up and down. I don't think they're not aware of what's going on in the song, but that was Dad, you know. He was this ball of energy. He wouldn't have wanted anything that was too self-conscious or that. So the song's a praise not only to him but to his generation that kind of showed us the way. I have to say it's getting a great reaction.
And he was pleased to see you achieve the success that you thought you would have.
Well, there's one thing he wasn't pleased about, and I got to tell you, was that my dad was a construction worker, you know. It wasn't like he was some rich guy, but he gave us the first £100 to start the band, and till his last day, he kept saying to me, when am I getting it back? And fortunately, he didn't get it back. But that's the way things go. But he gave us that money, and he was always around and involved. People, he was easy to have around because people loved him, and he could talk to anyone, and he was interested. So yeah, quite a character.
Well, how have you guys over the years been able to, in many ways, live in two musical worlds that anybody who listens to a Simple Minds album, you can hear the traces of what we first heard more than four decades ago now, and yet still stay new and fresh and contemporary?
Well, again, there's a sweet spot. And if you can do all the things that you said there, then that's where we want to be. Having said that, it's easier said than done. But there is a culture to the band. And I'd like to think it's the same with all, you know, the good artists. They have their themes, they have their culture. And you kind of, you know, you stick with that. That's your DNA. But you also try and bring in some of the wisdom that you picked up along the way. I mean, we just see the band. It's more than a band. It's been our lives. It's the story of our lives. And every album really feels like a new chapter, and it refreshes everything that went previously.
Well, and it sure sounds like on the singles we've heard from the new album that you guys were having a lot of fun making it.
Well, we were. I mean, you know, it's called playing music, and I don't think we've ever lost the playfulness. Yeah, there's been times when it's been harder than others. Sometimes you lose your mojo. Sometimes you don't feel, you know, you're not there. But you get through it. I mean, we still feel profoundly lucky, fortunate to have had what is essentially a life now out of something that, well, we say, there's a caveat, but we always say, we would pay you to let us make music. Then we remember we're Scottish. So, so maybe not.
I have to ask, the song that first drew you to people's attention to you here in the States, of course, Don't You Forget About Me, and the great use in the film. Was there any reluctance at the time to let Hollywood have your song?
Well, it was actually, it was the other way around. I mean, what happened was they wanted Simple Minds, and, you know, we thought a record label, all the great people at A&M Records, I said, this would be great, you know, it'll set things up for your new album whenever it comes. And we said, great, great, great. And they said, okay, they will send you the song. And we went, what song? We write our own songs. And they said, but yeah, but this song, they want your sound. But this song, the lyrics have been written to go with the script. And we said, nah, 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 that's not going to happen. And it wasn't until we finally met the director, John Hughes, great guy and a real music fan, and the producer, co-writer Keith Forsey. I think we liked them more than we liked the song. But, you know, we went in and we collaborated and we came up with this thing. And God, thank God we did, because the song has given so many people so much pleasure over the years. And you know, we sometimes, what's that phrase they say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth? Well, that was certainly a gift horse.
So what's it like to be able to get back out there and be playing for live audiences again?
Well, you know, we see ourselves as a live band first and foremost. So when that was taken away, it was difficult for us, difficult for the crew, difficult for everyone who, where live music is such a big part of our lives. So it was double sweet to get back in. You could feel that extra. I mean, we are lucky. Everywhere we go, there's always a great vibe at the gigs, but there certainly was an extra freeze on, you know, people getting their lives back together.
Well, Jim, you guys sound better than ever. The new music is great. It's so good to have new Simple Minds music, and we really appreciate you making some time for us today. We wish you continued good luck and success.
All the best. Very kind. Bye-bye.